Well, we'll do the title track of the new record, Red Wing Blackbird Man. This is a little bit of a Hubert Sumlin blues thing, right? / Tom Mangione blues thing.
All right.
Right. Okay. From my mother with a second wind, yeah. So that's when my thoughts turn on. I gather stuff on the barbed wire with a mouth like a golden gun, yeah. But that horizon they've been smoking for an hour now, yeah. I think it's best I be getting on. Something about you I can run from, yeah. It keeps me from going wild. They sell low-grade goods at a high price. They don't want my man, they want my child. Yeah, and horizon they've been smoking for an hour now, yeah. If I die, I regret it for a while. You stand in a flame in your white dress. I got blood dripping off my hands. I ain't no phoenix rising, mama. Hey, I'm the red-winged blackbird man. That horizon they've been smoking for an hour now, yeah. I think we should go while we can. And I think we can. Western front, yeah. My feet been shuffling on my grave. Yeah, I'll take a bullet for beauty, mom. They might even call me brave. Yeah, that horizon they've been smoking for an hour now. If we move, we all might be safe. I think I go back to the Midwest, in the fields where I can see it. And I don't think it's I ain't forgot you, it's you ain't forgotten me. Yeah, that horizon they've been smoking for an hour now, yeah. I think I go and see my family. Thank you.
love that song. I can't imagine how incredible it sounds with four more members. With the cello, violin, bass, and a drum. Wow. You two just did a fantastic job.
Thank you
so much.
And on the album, that's one that Bo actually joined us on.
Oh, he did?
We begged him to play with us.
No, he actually said, he told me when I sent him demo, I said, I think I'm going to play on that Red Wing one.
He kind of caught his ear,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. So he played this.
But I thought that was after we pleaded with him, hey, you got to play something. And then he was like, yeah, that blues one. Because okay. he's a blues guy.
Hey,
you
know?
Yeah, yeah.
However the story goes, it goes.
I like yours better, though.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Great stuff. I want to just go back for a minute to Daniel Lanois. Mm-hmm. I know you have been, he's been influential in your lives. I don't know if you actually know him. But I read it, and when he produced the Wrecking Ball CD, I just thought that was like the finest piece of music I ever heard. Mm-hmm. And he's got
You're
a certain
right.
atmosphere on that music, and as well as with U2 and Peter Gabriel.
Yeah.
And so is that kind of what attracted you to his sound, the atmospheric, the otherworldliness of it?
It's like audible incense. That's how I describe it. It's like an ethereal funk that he just brings to every record. And it's actually that element that led me to look at who produced these records, because mm-hmm. I was listening to Peter Gabriel's So, Us, Bob Dylan, Time Out of Mind,
right.
Bob Dylan, Oh Mercy, every U2 album, Teatro with Willie Nelson, you know, Emmylou Harris. I loved all these things, all these records, and they had something, they had like a mystery there.
Yeah.
That I couldn't put my finger on, and came across Lanois. And then I went straight to the source and started listening to his music. And I was totally drawn to him. And we were fortunate to see him give a talk. He spoke at Shure Microphone Company in Skokie, Illinois, a couple months ago. And we got to go to it. It was probably 100 people in a little room. And he just gave this three-hour talk where they went through his history. They talked about each record. They played a little bit of it. And he talked about what, you know, the stories about Bob Dylan and how Bob Dylan, they worked at Teatro in a theater. And Bob Dylan always wanted to go into, he quote, their office, which was outside in the parking lot. And he said, because Bob Dylan never wanted it to look like decisions were being made from anybody but Bob Dylan.
Uh-huh.
So they'd make decisions out there, and then they'd go back in, and Dylan would tell them what they're doing. So just like little stories like that, and it's just fascinating. He's done so much that has changed music. So
I agree. He just has his own unique sound. And I have, I think it's called Shine with Me Tonight, his CD.
Yeah,
so I'll play some of that in the next hour.
That's a great CD as well.
Yes, very, very good. I think he's got Bono on it. On there
he
with
does.
Him.
Falling at Your Feet.
Yeah. Yes, beautiful.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was curious about your interest in him, because I'm also quite interested in him.
Yeah, and I think it just goes back to the artists that you know, I always equate it to, like, you know, icons and idols. So many. I think it's pretty fitting that American Idol is called American Idol, because it starts and stops with the individual.
Okay.
But I like icons. I like art that points you to something bigger than the material.
Bigger than us.
Because that's what being human's all about. It's about thinking about something beyond yourself. And he's always just associated himself with those artists and those albums. So that's what I love about him.
Yeah. Well, your music is certainly incredible. It's wonderful.